it's hard to even imagine, but Kelly Ripa says she was forced to work out of a janitor's closet and shared a bathroom with the live audience while she was pregnant when she first started off on the show. How is that possible that the host of the show is going where everybody else is going to the bathroom and she doesn't have a real office? She has a janitor's closet.
And it's always been like a co-hosting situation, right? It's not like she was, you know, just a production person there or like an on-scene reporter, right? Like when she started, it was her and Regis.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So listen, I know some studios can be tight. Mm-hmm. And it's always great to have somebody from the production crew standing there going, "You're clear." Mm-hmm. If you can run into the bathroom right now, they're holding the door for you. But yeah, that seems like, you know, demeaning.
I know.
Right? I mean, I'm sure she's got all the run of the place now if she wants.
You know, she says that looking back, if she knew how long it was going to take her for her to get her own bathroom and her own office, she never would have taken the job. Isn't that fascinating?
Just goes to show you, too, though. You know, sometimes when the lights are on, it looks one way, right? And it can be completely something different behind the scenes, too.
I can very much not sympathize with her, but I do think that people think that entertainment business is more glamorous than it is sometimes.
Absolutely, 100%.
I remember somebody wrote to me one time. They were like, "Oh, so you have like writers that write your jokes?" I go, "What? Like, what writers? Like there's no writers here. Like, it's just us when we show up, you know? That's it."
Imagine how much funnier we would be.
Right.
It would certainly seem like more shouting. I mean, there are shows that have writers. Let's not act like there aren't.
Yeah, but certainly not us.
Yeah.
Or my favorite is when they say, like, "Oh, your hair and makeup person." I go, "Oh, you mean me." I go, "When I look terrible at all the videos that you see posted on Instagram every day, just know I did my own hair and my own makeup that day. This is what I look like."
Usually you did it in the 30 seconds before we're filming.
It's true.
Yep. In the run-up to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, certainly Kelly deserves all the accolades that she's going to get. She's got run of the building now. And now that her husband's joining her as co-host, she can tell him what to do.
Right. But think about it. If you can make demands, you could actually make a demand and your company would do it and they would give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
What would be like the top three things you would ask for?
Well, I mean, number one, I've been asking for it since I got here.
I already know what the answer is.
Helicopter.
Helicopter.
Need a helicopter.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, listen, imagine all the places we could be, all the things we could get done, all the events we could go to if we had a helicopter.
Raven's been saying this for years, and every time he says it, everybody pretends like they didn't hear him.
I mean, it seems like it would be a good investment to me. That's just me. Certainly a nice write-off. Next, a green room for our guests that would have daily, like, you know, buffet items.
Is it really for you or for the guests?
Well, we want to be prepared for both instances.
Yeah.
And then the third rule would be a slide that takes me directly from this chair right to my car at the end of the day.
That is so lazy.
But it does sound fun, right?
We have elevators here. Like, you have to need a slide?
Don't act like our elevators are all that consistent. They seem dangerous when you get on them. They make a lot of noises.
Yeah, that would actually be the top of my list. Can we fix those elevators so we all survive it?
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hello.
What is going on?
Nothing much. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, thank you. How's Raven been behaving as a husband?
The same.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's very proud. He says he's very manly because he fixed your car. And that's not real?
He changed my oil.
Oh, that's fixing the car, Raven?
I mean, hey, when I brought it up in our meeting the other day, everybody was like, "What? What are you doing with that? You should take it here. You should go there or whatever." No. I stayed the course and handled it. You know what? I felt like more of a man after.
Oh, yeah. More of a man.
I actually fixed my car. So last weekend, I had a tire that was low in air. I had a brake light bulb that was out, and I have a leak in my sunroof because something was clogged.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was going to do it, and I was just out there assisting. Oh, no. Like, he turned on the air pump for me to blow out this thing that was clogged, but I did it. Like, he had me do all the stuff. So he didn't actually fix my car. He did change my oil, though, so there's that.
I mean, that's exciting stuff. So, any big plans for the weekend?
We're going shopping, you know, vacation shopping. You know, we got to get some more shorts and, yeah. Sounds fun, but it's super stressful, you know. Opened up my bathing suit drawer and realized winter wasn't good to me and nothing fits.
Gosh.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Amazon and UPS came yesterday to the house about 8 times.
Right.
There was a time where, so we're on a cul-de-sac. There was a time that, and we're about halfway down the road, the guy had come. He walked up with 1 or 2 packages, put them on the step, and then he went back in his vehicle. He drove down to the end of the road, Did a couple other deliveries, came back, parked across the street, dropped a couple other things off at our house. I swear, same truck, same time. I actually got some bills on the credit card yesterday. And I was like, hey, is this sound familiar to you? Because I didn't know that you could spend $400 on bathing suits.
Yes, they're very expensive. I always say, Alicia, I don't understand how such little fabric can cost so much money.
Yeah, especially when, you know, the girls are on the larger side. The bathing suit tops are like $80. It's ridiculous. And everything's separate. I'm trying to explain this to him. Like, that is just the top. That is not the $40 bottom.
Don't make fun of me because what I'm about to say, but have you tried the Miracle Suits? I love them. They hold.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's basically a Spanx bathing suit. They call them the Miracle Suits. Mm. You put them on, and don't get me wrong, it is a challenge to get it on. But once you squeeze your sausage self in there, and you put the straps, and you do everything, you feel covered. You feel good, and I swear, I feel like I should be doing commercials for them.
Wow.
I like them. I think they feel great.
Is it a one piece?
Yeah, I think they have a bunch of different ones, but they're like sexy one pieces. They're nice. They have like, someone's have the sheer in the middle. I have one that has the sheer in the middle. I don't know. I love it.
You're giving him a heart attack. You realize now he's going to log on to the credit card again, and there's going to be all these Miracle bathing suits.
As long as the ones that you don't like go back, I mean, do whatever you got to do, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure when you're getting ready for a vacation. It is.
True.
We just want to have fun, of course.
All right, so what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
I mean, I got to give him an A. The poor guy nearly had a heart attack over the credit card bill. Changed my Oriole, bought me bathing suits, so he's good.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's driving you crazy right now? Let's have some group therapy. Get it off your chest. Call 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Scott.
If you park your leaky car in your friend's driveway and you know that your car is leaking, that's pretty much all I need to know about you.
Messed up.
Is there anything more embarrassing than when you find out your car is leaking? Right? Like, you feel like all of a sudden somebody just pantsed you in public.
Mm.
Right? Somebody's like, oh, man, when you pull out of something or pull up to something and you find out. But once you find out, you're right. You're the devil if you then park in a friend's driveway or whatever and you know your car is leaking.
The oil stain?
Oh, yeah.
How do you even tell them? It's so embarrassing. I just destroyed your driveway.
Yeah,
you know?
Thanks. Appreciate that. I'm going to have to look at that the rest of the time I live here.
Yeah. Kristen, that's all I need to know about you.
If you aim for the puddle while you're driving, when it's raining, that's all I need to know about you.
What sick satisfaction do people get out of splashing people? I'll never get it.
It's that same person that aims for the puddle that avoids the pothole during a regular day, right? But when the puddle's there, they're like, oh, let me get this.
Did you ever get hit with a splash of a puddle in a rain when somebody drives by you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's extra dirty.
Yeah.
It's always extra dirty.
You know what's happened to me is when the snow plow goes by, the big, like, city plows go by, and it's snowing. I mean, it hurts. There could be asphalt in that thing when it's pushing it up there. God forbid it's slushy. Oh, forget it, man. You could get knocked out.
Callie, that's all I need to know about you.
If you let your young child sit in the front seat of a car, that's all I need to know about you.
I was such a stickler for this. I would not let Hayden in that front seat until she was, she was basically my size now. That's, and old enough that I'm like, all right, you can finally sit in the front seat.
Well, I mean, it makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. For safety purposes. I'm always amazed when people put up the videos of, like, you know, they're cheating the amusement park rides with their kids. Like, okay, a half inch, an inch, you know, an inch and a half, that's one thing. Oh, if you're cheating your kid, like, 3-4 inches here, like, you're putting safety at stake.
It's just safer for the kids. And it's easier for me because I have a little one, too, so she can keep her occupied in the back seat, in the car seat. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to worry so much about her.
That's facts.
Allison, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're one of those weirdos who can't wait until April 1st to pull a prank, then that's all I need to know about you.
Well, it's tomorrow. So does that mean at this point it's okay to do April Fool's pranks?
No.
I'm okay with people when they have like an innocent prank or whatever. It's the people that get super serious. Number one, if it hurts, right? If it hurts me in any way, shape, or form, and I mean if it just even stings, I'm going to be mad. All right?
I agree.
I'm definitely going to be mad. If it makes a mess or is destructive, I'm going to be mad.
The only ones I like are the ones that my kids do that are just like funny and innocent. Like every year, Hayden, my older daughter, will take a sponge and cover it in melted chocolate and tell me it's a brownie. The little one will take like the fake little plastic spiders and like put it on my nightstand. Like things like that. It's harmless and cute, but like I don't want to go to the bathroom and have there be Saran wrap on the toilet.
No, no, definitely not. Because I'm not cleaning that up.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why? All about Gwyneth Paltrow today. Gwyneth Paltrow's ski trial is over. Now, if you missed it, Gwyneth Paltrow was being sued by a retired optometrist named Terry Sanders for skiing into him while they were both on vacation in Deer Park.
She ruined his life, Anna Zapp. She ruined his life.
Well, he says that she skied into him and caused long-term medical problems and was seeking $300,000 in damages, reduced by the judge because originally he was looking for $3.1 million.
I just found it hilarious that he said that he had become a recluse and then there was photos of him in Morocco. Aspen. I believe he was in Europe. He was also in the Caribbean. I mean, it was a heck of a year.
She says that none of this is true, that he skied into her and was seeking $1 plus legal fees in countersuing him. Now, it was a wild trial, and both of them took the stand. First, Gwyneth.
He has deterred you from enjoying the rest of what was a very expensive vacation.
Well, I lost half a day of skiing.
Uh-huh. Yes. Right. Okay. You had a full day pass, but you can only ski a half a day.
Yes, I went back down after lunch.
And she actually got a massage. True story.
I mean, if you are the attorney, don't you say to yourself, I went to school for 12 years for this, 10 years for this, and this is what I'm doing right now? Isn't that what you're doing?
My favorite is her face. She is dead serious. She's like, I lost half a day of skiing.
That's right.
Half a day.
That's right.
I then had to go have lunch and go to the spa.
Absolutely terrible.
Right. And then Terry took the stand.
I heard something I've never heard at a ski resort, and that was a blood-curdling scream. Just, I can't do it. It was, and then, boom.
Hold on a second.
These people are just not like us. These are not, rich people are not like the rest of us. That's all I'm saying.
Hold on, 10 more times.
Oh, it's blood curdling.
It's blood curdling.
I never heard anything like that before on a ski mountain before.
He doesn't know how to do it, but he thinks it's like this.
Yeah, but much louder. Much louder.
It's a blood curdling squirrel. It's like,
yeah. Yeah. Right.
Anyway.
I thought I was going to die.
You can't stop giggling.
This 80-pound person ran into me.
All right, so the verdict came yesterday after jurors deliberated for 3 hours.
Has the jury reached a verdict?
Was Gwyneth Paltrow at fault? No. Was Terry Sanderson at fault? Yes. Did Terry Sanderson's fault cause Gwyneth Paltrow's harm? Yes. What percent of the fault do you assign to Terry Sanderson? 100%.
Oh.
Damages. What amount fairly compensates Gwyneth Paltrow for economic damages? $1.
I guess she touched him on the shoulder walking out. She was like, I wish you the very best. And he was like, thanks.
Yep, here he is talking about it.
Terry, did Gwyneth Paltrow touch you as she left?
She did. Her exact words, I wish you well. Very kind of her.
That's all she said.
That's all she said.
Okay, and did you respond?
I said, thank you, dear.
I hate when people call me dear, as a side note.
I know you do.
It's so annoying. I feel like it's condescending. Thank you, dear.
This war isn't over.
No,
we'll fight again in the lodge later.
No, I have a feeling we're never going to hear from Terry Sanderson ever again.
Oh, yeah. Sad day.
Tomorrow is April 1st, and not just April Fool's Day. It means there's a whole new month. Now, what do the stars say is going to happen? Astrologer Ann, you can find her online at astrologerann.com. And what do we have to look forward to, or maybe not look forward to?
Oh, boy, duck.
Yes, get out your shield, your forest shield. Mm. Actually, March was wild. April will be wild, but in a new beginnings cool way.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. First off, we're going to be leading up in these first days of April to a big full moon, April 5th or 6th, depending on where you are in your time zone. But that is a full moon in the sign of Libra, and that's a really strong sign. It's all about love and money, baby. It's ruled by Venus, and she says, how are your relationships? How's your money? That's when light bulbs go off, any imbalances in our lives. If it's Libra, she wants fairness. We want to make sure that any contracts, agreements, everything, you know, like meets the individual needs as well as the partnership needs. This could be business. This could be marriage. This could be friends. But this is a great opportunity to see the light so we can get ready to make some other changes later in the month.
I've seen the light. I need all the change that you guys will give to me because my finances is crazy right now.
Right.
They're blowing up.
So what can we do to get the money that's promised to us this month?
There's definitely a lot of volatility right now. We have the planet Uranus, which is all about sudden, wild electrical changes, sitting in Taurus, which is all about money. That's why we're seeing so much volatility going on in the world right now and personal finances. Just remember, it's going to be a wild ride. However, if you can get the love and money equation right in your mind, like doing what you love as well as doing it with love, that helps a whole lot. And later in the month, we get some help. We are going to get a total solar eclipse, Raven. Note this date, April 19th or 20th, depending on time zone. That is going to be a new moon in Aries. That's the first sign of the zodiac that says, let's get rolling. So if the finance thing needs some help, Aries says, I'm ready to do the work. But what's really cool, it's the second new moon in Aries in a row. That's very rare. It's like a second thing saying, okay, you didn't do it a month ago, let's do it again. If you didn't get it right, now you got the chance. So if you set your intentions right, you can really roll with where you want to go. With love, money, values, communication.
Wait, how do I set my intentions? I don't want to screw it up. This is important.
This is going to be wild because I'm on a family vacation that day. I know it's going to be an expensive day. So maybe me and Aries about to pull a heist.
Well, Aries is ruled by Mars, so you can have a good combat with him. Just like go out and do some judo together, you know?
Wow.
But as far as setting intentions, focus only on what you want.
Okay, and my house goes on the market today. I was just wondering if the stars or the moons or the sun or anything says anything about that.
Funny you should ask about this. I've been thinking about that a lot for you. That eclipse, actually, that's coming later in April, it's in Aries, and that's ruled by Mars. Mars is in Cancer, and it's going to be there for a little while. And Cancer is all about home, family, traditions, that sort of thing. So you got some good mojo there. If you need to press a bit of a reset button on anything that's going on with your real estate, pay attention to what's going on with that eclipse date.
Oh, God, that makes me so scared.
The best way to think about this is think of it as positive. Think about it as being on a roller coaster where you're just screaming for joy instead of terror. No. You can get the joy piece right. That's going to help you through the wild ride.
All right. I'll do the best I can, but I've been screaming in fear for a long time now. I was ready for the happiness screams. Astrologer Ann.
I can hear it.
Yeah. You can find her online at astrologerann.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is interesting, and I've never heard anything like it. Mm. So one of my friends, she's divorced. She's been, like, just starting to date again, and she's been on one of the apps, the one where the woman has to initiate the conversation, Bumble, right?
Okay.
Okay. So she started going back and forth with this guy. They've been talking, you know, through text, and finally they're going to meet in person. And this guy offered to pay for her babysitter that night. She has three kids from her previous marriage.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have never heard of such a thing. Like, I can't figure out if that's really sweet or it just sounded so, you're gonna pay for my babysitter to come? And he said, like, oh, I want you to enjoy yourself and not have to worry or stress about it, so I'll just take care of that. Okay, producer John, Sean, Raven, have you ever heard of anything like that? Raven.
I haven't heard of anything like that. I can't decide whether or not, like you said, whether it's, you know, romantic or if it's totally creepy.
It's creepy.
So my wife was a young single mother, and, you know, she always tells me about the struggles that she had and the things that she had to go through with her son growing up. And I think that she might be offended, honestly, if offered this. On the other hand, I kind of understand that. You meet somebody and you're so enchanted by this person and you want to do whatever it takes to go ahead and go out and spend some time with this person. And you think what you're doing is a big romantic gesture.
I do want to say that, I mean, a lot of times my husband and I don't go out because it's expensive to have a babysitter.
Sure.
So it's easier just to take the kids or to stay home or whatever. So I would think as a single mom, like, that's a big burden lifted off your shoulder. You figure you go out for 4 hours.
Yeah.
$20 an hour, between $15 and $20 an hour, that's an investment to go meet somebody for the first time.
Yeah, but I mean, again, you're coming from the perspective of married with kids, and you know what it costs all the time there. I mean, single mom, it's kind of like these are, you know, they're your responsibility. I don't know. I mean, money's money, though.
John, okay, so you're recently divorced, and now you're in the dating scene.
Yeah.
Would you ever offer a woman to pay for her babysitter?
No. Heck no. If this wasn't a family show, I'd use more emphatic language. No. Number one, I think it's kind of weird. I think it kind of gives off, here you go, hon, go buy yourself something nice vibes. Yeah. First things first.
Could be some of that.
Second of all, dude, what are you doing? Like, stop doing this. Stop doing this for the rest of us. Like, what's the problem? This is not a standard.
It's the precedent.
We're not going to set this precedent. We're not going to do it. Yeah. All right?
All right. Well, let's move on to Sean, because Sean is a much nicer person in general. Producer Sean, now, what do you think about this?
Listen, I think it's a nice gesture. Would I ever do it? No. Mm-hmm. It's just, it is a little weird. I think it's like a little try hard, you know? Like, I'm trying to show how I'm a good guy. Like, no, dude, just let her take care of it. It's her kids. Like, if she wants to see you, she'll make the effort.
I mean, there could be some truth to that. On the other hand, Sean bought his last three pairs of shoes at Walmart. And John, what would you do if somebody offered to pay for your babysitting?
Oh, well, now that's a completely different story. Let me tell you why it's different. No, I'm kidding. It's not different. I should say this, though. I talked to my girlfriend, Sarah, about this morning, and she thought that it was a lovely gesture.
Well, I know I've been looking at these comments on Facebook and Instagram, and it's really torn down the middle. And a lot of the women private messaged me separately and wanted to know exactly what site she's on. Where does she find this guy?
Like, he could be amazing, right? Like, this could be the guy.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of frogs, you know? I understand. Do you think this is chivalrous or a little bit creepy? 1-800-330-9999. I mean, it sounds so sweet when you say it, but then you start overthinking it. Like... We always do. So a friend
it's
of mine.
Job.
It's our job. She's on a dating app. She's on the one where the woman has to instigate the conversation. She met a nice gentleman on Bumble, and they've been going back and forth, texting, talking. Seems really normal. And as I've been learning, that's not always the case when you talk to these people.
But he wants to take her out.
He wants to take her out, and he offered to pay for the babysitter. She has three kids. She's divorced. And she was like, isn't that sweet? And I'm like, is it? Is it sweet or is it weird that he offered to pay for your babysitter the first time that you're meeting?
Yeah. My wife, she was a single mom and a young single mom on top of it. So I know that she was fiercely independent because she had to go through so much. Could she have used help? Sure. Would she have taken it? I'm not sure.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Debbie.
Well, you know, I got a couple things running through my head. And I think that they were so quick to jump that, oh, this guy's kind of a weirdo. But, you know, I think she will know when she meets him whether it's genuine, he's just a genuine person. She'll feel the vibe. Or whether he's like a control freak and weirdo. I don't know that we can prejudge, because I just think that there might actually be some like really sweet, nice people out there. Mm. But we also know that there's some kind of weirdos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to need that babysitting money up front. Why don't you Venmo it to me? Right? And then that way I can ditch on this date if I figure out he is the weirdo, you know?
Hey, Liz, what do you think?
I think it's good old-fashioned chivalry. I'm a lot older than you guys, and this is the way it used to be done.
Did somebody pay for your babysitter? For real?
He's covering the cost of the date. It shouldn't have to cost the woman anything. So he's paying.
I mean, let's be honest. The way it was done was the kids would be babysitting themselves at home. There'd probably be an electric knife on the counter. The iron would still be plugged in. We just didn't care about safety back then.
No car
All right?
seats.
All right. But you're right. It could be a nice gesture.
I agree.
Melissa, what do you think? Is it cool for somebody to pay for your babysitter?
I think it's very kind of him. I've dated a man once who wouldn't let me pay for anything. Nothing. Never. Ever. And he just wants to stay there. He wants to be there. That's how much he wants to be there, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's one way of certainly looking at it, right? That, you know, it's okay for somebody to cater to your needs. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when we don't like when somebody does that, it's more about us than it is, you know, less about what it is they're doing. It's about how we interpret it. So if you're okay with it, then there should be no problem with it.
Jackie, what do you think? Is it weird or is it just chivalrous?
I would never accept it from the standpoint of a female of... this is my family, and I got my stuff, and I would go into it extra guarded that perhaps he's working on purchasing a relationship.
Okay. Hmm.
quid pro quo?
Like opposite ends every single time.
Stephanie, you okay with your first date paying for your babysitter?
Absolutely not. I don't know why anybody would think that. I mean, I think it's maybe nice to pay for the date, but I mean, that's, I don't think that's your responsibility at all.
I think that if you go out with somebody a few times, right, and then you know, like, they're trying to conserve cash or whatever at that point, that's something different. But first date, it's not part of something you're offering. You're not negotiating, right?
It is strange. Jennifer, what do you think? Paying for a babysitter on a first date?
I think it'll help you get a second date.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. That's super nice.
You know, I mean, it can be considered thoughtful. I don't know. You know, I still feel like some people would almost be offended in this. But, you know, obviously not you.
No,
right?
No, I would love it.
Yeah. The blame game. It's so easy to blame other people for your problems. And as a mom, I feel like I get blamed for a lot of things every single day by my family.
Yeah, of course. If you don't have to take any responsibility for yourself, you know, you can just put the blame on somebody else. That's going to feel good.
Dakota, my 4-year-old, blamed me last night for something she did to herself. That's how it happened.
Yeah.
All right, Raven, producer John, producer Sean, here's what happened. I was brushing my teeth, right? Getting ready for bed. I already had put Dakota in bed. And all of a sudden, I hear a big scream out in pain like this. And then she does the kid thing where it's silent for a second. And you hold your breath because you don't know if it's okay or if the whale is coming. So yeah. It's like this.
Oh, boy.
Right? And I run.
Next level.
And I was like, and she's in bed. And I'm like, what? And she goes, you didn't tell me. I go, I didn't tell you what? What, baby? What did mommy not tell you?
Yeah.
She bit herself, broke skin, and was bleeding on her arm and told me, I said, why would you bite yourself? Why would you bite yourself? She told me it's my fault because I told her not to bite other people. I've never told her not to bite herself.
I mean, that seems like bad planning on your regard, right?
Have
you
ever
done a better job?
I mean, are you serious? I mean, didn't you think it's self-explanatory that if you don't bite other people, you don't bite yourself either? Like, I can't. Yeah, I'm blaming it on the rain. Producer Sean, who do you want to blame today?
All right, I want to blame Pedro Pascal for taking up all of my time recently.
Oh, man. Poor Pedro.
Thanks a lot, Pedro, because now I got this, like, weird man crush. I want to hang out with him kind of vibe. I'm like, he'd be a great friend of mine. I would get along with him. I'm watching everything. The Last of Us, Narcos, The Mandalorian. Everything he's in, I'm there for it.
It's the sunglasses.
It's all of us, man.
It's the daddy look.
We're all there with you.
It's just you guys. It must be a man crush thing. No.
You're not feeling it.
All right, producer John, who do you want to blame?
I want to blame my friend Kevin because he is the reason that I really fell off the wagon in all my healthy habits the last couple of months. Blame it on the night. Don't blame it on me. I don't play video games anymore. I don't do it. I don't have the time. I intentionally don't buy the new stuff when it comes out. And I'm hanging out with my friend Kevin, and he's like, dude, you want to buy my Nintendo? Play that Zelda game? And I was like, yeah, Kevin, yeah, I do want to do that. And I borrowed it. And then all of a sudden, instead of going to the gym after work, I'm going home before I pick up my son.
To play Zelda?
Playing an hour of Zelda.
Are you 7?
And then instead of going to bed at, you know, appropriate time, I'm staying up an extra hour.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
every single time, Kevin.
Come on, Kevin.
I blame you.
Raven, who are you blaming?
I want to blame Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the eggs, because they've done two things. Right, it's twofold here. Number one.
The eggs are deadly.
It is the perfect size to go ahead and shove one in your mouth when somebody is walking out of the room. So my wife is trying to get me to, you know, eat healthy. And the other thing that I want to blame them on is that you can squeeze the package. You don't even have to rip it open. And it, like, ejects from the package right into your mouth. So I can do this when she's like, you're eating healthy, right? And I'm like, yeah. And then she turns around to walk out of the room, and it's like 2 seconds. I hit the package. It squeezes into my mouth, and then I eat it instantly. Shout to the heart, and you're too late. Blame you, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Blame you.
Oh, my gosh.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
It's almost a time to vent. What did you do this week to earn your margarita? And it doesn't matter if you're a mom or your dad or if your kids are human or have four legs or students. Get it all off your chest. 1-800-330-9999. Jessica.
Huh, let's see. When you have a child and your child is old and they have a smart mouth and they talk to you, also, you know, backed up on work, and then your husband sends you to court.
Nice. I mean, that's a heck of a week. Okay, well, the important thing to know is that your child will grow older and hopefully more respectful. The court thing will resolve itself at some point.
Wait a minute. But your husband sent you to court?
Well, I mean, they're currently legally.
Yeah.
That's going to be a long-term problem that I'm not sure just a margarita is going to fix.
But you're going to emerge from it. But today, have a picture.
Yeah. Agreed.
Thank you.
Kat, what did you do to earn your margarita?
I successfully got through a Sweet 16 batch for my daughter and got through the week without taking any days off. With a screaming 2-year-old and 6-month-old.
Gosh.
Listen, that Sweet 16 is a big deal. Thank you, MTV. So if you came out of that and you were successful, you get a trophy.
And anytime you have to do something with a toddler and a baby attached to you, it makes it 1,700 times more difficult.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, you enjoy your margarita. Exactly. You deserved it, too.
Yeah, you earned it. Hey, Anna, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
What did I do this week? I had to endure hostile environment at work.
Did you?
More than one month.
Are they questioning your work ethic? Is it hostile based on your gender? What's happening?
No, I do have a few disabilities medical-wise, and comments are just always thrown when I can't do certain tasks by a certain individual. So I just feel, like I need a couple margaritas after the weekend.
You certainly earned it, girl.
Definitely.
Don't let them tell you who you are.
Janet, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
Well, I had a little incident, for 4 months at school. My sweet little daughter is obsessed with being a chef, a pastry chef. So for Christmas, she made cookies. The beginning of the year, she made some cookies for the new year. And the teacher kind of pulled me aside and said, the kids are not really liking it, but let her continue because none of the kids want to do it. In the kitchen, she doesn't want any of my help. I'm not saying that I'm Emerald, but she doesn't want help. Valentine's Day, she made hard cookies. Gross. You could see the kids didn't like them. For St. Patty's Day, she made this green matcha muffin, and two of the kids got sick. And so the principal and the teacher came by and said, we know she wants to be, a dessert chef. We're not trying to stifle her creativity, but you have got to tell her she cannot, because she's already said, I'm bringing Easter bunny somethings for Easter. And the teachers pulled me inside and said, if you don't tell her, we're going to tell her.
Oh my God.
My daughter's very sensitive, and it's like I can't tell her straight. And I know that sounds stupid.
No, here's what you say. You just tell her that unfortunately the school reached out, and because of the allergies that you're no longer allowed to bring baked goods to share with the other classmates, and then you just have to eat her disgusting things.
I was going
to
say, you and your husband have to sit and eat them.
Right.
Like, that's the thing of parenthood. But, in the meantime, enjoy that margarita, Mom.
Right, exactly. Ironically, I have the opposite problem in my house. Hayden, my older daughter, she's been really getting into baking, and she's fantastic. So I come home, and there's cookies, and there's brownies, and there's cakes, and there's muffins. It's like all this stuff that's so good.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to eat it.
Right, and I'm not supposed to be eating that all the time. It's not good for you.
Different problem.
Different problem.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Doug and Gina. Gina, what's going on?
Hey, guys. We're just having, an issue around the house. Our basement's semi-finished, right? And I've been imagining, having this playroom down there for our kids, I think it'd be a great space if we just updated it a bit. The issue is, Doug has, 12 vintage pinball machines down there taking up a ton of space. Some of them are broken, they don't even work. I really want him to get rid of them or, sell them, move them into storage, whatever. Just, get them out of the basement so we can make room for a playroom. And he's a little combative about it.
Mm. What's going on, Doug? You don't want to get rid of your pinball machines?
Did you hear her say vintage? Like,
they're going to be worth a lot of money. Like, I got, like, a He-Man down there. I got, like, a RoboCop pinball machine down there. Like, these things are classics, man. You can't find these anywhere. You can't eBay these things. Like, she just needs to give me, a little time, honey, and, like, I'll get them fixed up, and they're going to be worth a little money, and I just don't, I think it'll be a huge waste to stick them in storage, you know, for me to forget about them when we can make so much money if I just sell them.
They're basically in storage already. And you've been saying you're going to do something with them for 2.5 years now. I'm tired of looking at them. I'm tired of seeing our kids' toys around the living room. Like, I want to see a good playroom down there. I've been imagining it for so long now. Like, we have to do something ASAP.
Yeah.
You have come to the right place for an ally, Duck, because I am a video game junkie. And you're right. Every one of those machines is worth a lot of money. If they're working, obviously, they're worth a whole lot more money. But even if they're not working, they are still worth a good amount of money. And every year that they get older, suffice to say, they're going to be worth even more money. They are enjoying a big resurgence right now. There's a company out there that makes kind of like knockoffs of these machines. But it's not the original. It's not the real deal. It's not a He-Man deal. On the other hand, you know, your kids are only this size and this age for a certain amount of time, right? And if they need room to play in the house, like, you know, practically speaking, you got to figure something out.
Gina, you have come to the right place because I would, when he was not home, put them outside on the curb with a sign that says free and then post a picture on Facebook Marketplace and watch them disappear within 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is what I've been doing for the last 2 months as I'm cleaning out my house.
And I'd be the guy out front with the truck.
Yeah.
So.
The fact that you have been saying you're going to do it, but you've been saying you're going to do it for two and a half years, do it. You know, the kids are only little ones. They have the space. Like, make it into a playroom and make it usable.
Yeah. If you're not allocating the funds and the time and the space to deal with it right now, there is a lot to be said about that, right? Practically speaking, I mean, you have a family and you'd like to enjoy your house. You know, how you live every day makes a big difference on how it is that you function.
What would you do? Let's see. What's the solution to this? 1-800-330-9999. Are you with Gina? It's time to get rid of them. Either sell them right now as is, or you're going to put them outside and whoever wants to come get them, they're free. Or are you with Doug? Just give them some time. Let the kids stay upstairs. It's an investment in your future. Mm-hmm. I always laugh when people say that.
I mean, I get the cars out of the garage. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Ann and Raven.
What do you do when your husband has 12 to 15 pinball machines in your basement and you just want to turn it into a playroom so there's not toys all over your house for your kids?
Oh, you mean besides throw a pinball tournament? I guess you could be concerned about your children and your family.
Gina says they don't even work. He's been saying for years he's going to fix them up. He's going to make all this money. They're vintage. He's going to sell. She wants them out of the house, and he is very adamant that that's not happening.
Yeah, I mean, he loves these machines, right? And he says, someday I'm going to do something with them. It sounds to me like he's not even sure that he's actually going to sell them. But he's right. They do retain some value, but they're not, you know, making you any money if they're sitting there.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. John, who's side are you on?
I think that he should put them in storage. Get a storage unit. You can fit a lot of stuff in there neatly and wrap them. And when he gets to selling them or restoring them, he can do it.
You know, the thing that scares me about storage units, I'm in the process of getting one right now myself. And I asked the guy, I'm like, hidden fees? He's like, a ton of them. And he laughs.
What?
And I was like, what? He's like, of course there are. And to me, it's always the terrifying thing of, what if I miss a payment? For whatever reason, 1 month, are they doing that auction thing?
Oh, I hope so. I love that show. You ever watch Storage Wars?
I've watched it.
My daughter, who's 14, is obsessed. She's like, can we please go to one of these one time? We're going to do it just for fun.
I doubt it's going to be that exciting, but okay.
I'm going to find like a bucket of money, I'm sure. All right, what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. What would you do with these 12 to 15 pinball machines?
A bucket of money.
Doug collects pinball machines. He has between 12 and 15 in his basement, and his wife Gina is sick of them. Says they take up a lot of room. The kids need more space. There's toys all over the house. They gotta go.
However he acquired them, this is quite a collection, really, for somebody who doesn't, you know, necessarily know what they're doing or whatever. One thing he does know is they could make them some money at some point, but how long do you sacrifice that space for your family?
I mean, please, like, get rid of these things. But what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Vanessa, whose side are you on?
I am definitely on the wife's side. And as much as I hate to say it, it sounds like Doug might be a little hoarder in the making.
Mm. Yeah, you know, it's tough when you're thinking about childhood memories or whatever. For me, the old video game systems connect to the things that I used to do with my dad and with my friends or whatever. So
me too. I love the old video games. I have two Atari systems sitting in my house.
That's awesome.
Collecting dust in the closet, but, you know, they're not pinball machines.
Yeah, at some point you have to say to yourself, we don't use these things, they have to go. You're absolutely correct.
You can't compare two Ataris to 15 pinball machines. That's a big difference. Brandon, what do you think?
I'm on her side. I think he should put them in storage. They make good storage units now, and they'll get more vintage, and he'll have time to work on them.
Yeah, I mean, if you can, you know, practically speaking, make some sort of move of a place to put them, they will appreciate if he actually does something with them.
Yeah, I just want you to know that I've done a lot of research into storage units lately, and they're a lot more expensive than I thought they were going to be.
That is true also.
Yeah. Aylette, whose side are you on?
Gina's, because I live in a house where people like to hoard stuff too, and it's not very comfortable to live in a house with just a bunch of stuff. He should take one pinball machine, keep it, and get rid of the rest of them. The house should be usable and functional, not a storage facility.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Gina, you win. These pinball machines gotta go, Doug. We don't care if you're gonna fix them up immediately, if you're gonna sell them as is, but they gotta get out of your basement.
Heard. Well, fair is fair. I do want my kids to have the run of the house, and I do understand that. So I'll see what I can do about getting as much money for them as I can right now.
Doug, I appreciate your love for this. I share the same affinity for all these things, and I'm sure they remind you of your childhood. That's the biggest thing for these things, right? But practically speaking, as grown men, and certainly you with a family, you don't have any extra time to dedicate to these things on your own right now either. So what you need to do is partner up with somebody that you trust that also collects these items and figure out what is a fair price and a way for you to sell them and have them go somewhere where you're like, you know what? They're being used, right? Somebody is showing these machines love. Gina, in the meantime, the kids are finally going to get some space and you're going to get back your living room.
Oh, it's amazing. We're going to have our own spaces. And, you know, these pinball machines, if we get good money for them, we could put it into a college fund or something. We could use the money for something great, I think. So, you know, it's a win-win situation for everyone, right?
All right. Well, if you have a problem too, send an email, couplescourt@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,000 thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains now through April 3rd. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Austin, you ready to do this or what?
Yes.
All right. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Austin.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So we have 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. When you're done, Raven will come back in here and he'll answer the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins, ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Sounds good.
Number one, Jennifer Aniston says that a whole generation of kids finds Friends offensive, also saying that you have to be very careful with comedy now. Who was Rachel supposed to marry in the very first episode?
Ross.
Number two, Jay Leno says he has a brand new ear after his car fire. What famous artist cut off his own ear?
Vincent Van Gogh.
Number three, Gwyneth Paltrow was found not liable in the Utah ski case where she countersued a man who claimed she skied into him. She was awarded how much money?
$250,000.
Number four, Ace Frehley says he'll destroy Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley if they don't apologize to him for criticizing his music abilities. They were in what band together?
Kiss.
And number five, former President Barack Obama is no longer the most followed person on Twitter. He was edged out by who?
Elon Musk.
Let me bring Raven back in. Not bad.
Yo.
3 out of 5 for Austin.
All right. Not great. Not terrible. Let's see how I do. $1,000, man.
Number one, Jennifer Aniston says that a whole generation of kids finds Friends offensive. Also saying that you have to be very careful with comedy now.
Yeah.
Who was Rachel supposed to marry in the very first episode?
Barry.
So we always talked about Barry.
Mm-hmm.
Barry, remember he ended up cheating on her with the friend, and they ended up going on the honeymoon together.
So sad.
Number two, Jay Leno says that he has a brand new ear after his car fire. What famous artist cut off his own ear?
Van Gogh.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you guys both knew that. Number three, Gwyneth Paltrow was found not liable in the Utah ski case where she countersued a man who claimed that she skied into him. She was awarded how much money?
She won $1.
That's right. Number four, Ace Frehley says he'll destroy Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley if they don't apologize to him for criticizing his music abilities.
Okay.
They were in what band together?
Kiss.
Yes. And number five, former President Barack Obama is no longer the most followed person on Twitter. He was edged out yesterday by who?
Oh, I'll just take a guess and say Justin Bieber.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. Oh, look at Musk.
I mean, it's because he owns it. Can he just make everybody follow him? Isn't that how it works at this point?
I'm not sure.
I'm sorry, Austin. He beat you 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
It's Austin and I can't be Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, man. $1,100 come Monday, Anna.
And if you have an idea for a question, too, and you want me to use it, just go to annaandraven.com. Click on Can't Beat Raven. You can submit it there.